Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Gator, how are you today?
Hey, man.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was, I got stony there. So.
Okay, stony talking.
But in a great way. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
A little concerned with some emails were flying or some text messages that were going earlier this morning, but I'm okay now. But,
well, let's hope so. Let's cross fingers.
Let's cross those fingers.
I appreciate your patience.
It's some kind of hot right now.
I know.
I drove up and my car said that it was 88 degrees. When I drove up, and that was 9:37.
Do you have an escape in your house? Do you have like a place in your house that's just way cooler than the rest of it?
Not really, because the way my house is set up, because it was an addition built on it in like the 70s.
Yep.
So half of my house is built on a slab. That's the new part. The old house is built on crawl space. The old house, and it's split kind of like right down the middle. There's like a north-south little hemisphere, a meridian, if you will.
Yep.
And it is, it's not a hemisphere, it would be a meridian. And the so the new side has air conditioning and the old side does not. So my bedroom and this other kind of study room, that it's not really a study, but it's another room where I have a TV and my kitchen and then half of the living room are air conditioned. And then the other half is not. So my office isn't, my spare bedroom isn't. There's another couple bathrooms that are not. And then there's another living space that is not. And the storage room is not.
Is it painfully obvious too?
It can be. And it's not very efficient either, you know, because the air conditioning is running all the time because obviously the cold air will leave the areas where it's supposed to stay cold and go towards the other areas because they're open. You know, they're not closed off. There's nothing closed off. I open up a wall so I could get better sight lines to the backyard. So at some point I need to purchase another air conditioning unit. But it is, there's no safe harbor. Like if I had a basement, obviously that'd be safe harbor.
Dude.
Basements are key in this kind of weather. I don't have one and I wish I did. But my other room, I keep, like my second family room, the room off the kitchen is where I have my guitars hanging on the wall. That usually stays cooler because I generally keep the blinds closed in there and I rarely turn lights on in there. So I try to keep that room as cool as possible. So that helps. Anyway, so that lasted 6 minutes. That was, that's about right. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Curious if, Doug brought this up. Do you have the cool spot in your house? Is there the cold spot that you go to try to ensure that you can stay, well, civil during this time? Because it's not going to be very civil for long if people don't have the luxury of air conditioning. Without air conditioning, it's rough. I mean, having fans helps, but after a while, when it's 95 degrees, 98 degrees, and it's humid, and all you're doing is blowing hot air on you, it helps a little bit, but it's not great. We know it's not great. In fact, it can be quite brutal. We've talked to people before about working outside in these conditions, and a lot of people in the summertime, they love to work outside. The people that do landscaping jobs, they love it because they're outside, and it's great. Except for there's always going to be that stretch during the summer where it's absolutely, positively, brutal and punishing on the body to be outside. And we've talked to those people. We've had the conversations, which is the worst job to have outside. And you got the garbage collectors that aren't thrilled about it, but at least they get a breeze when the car is moving. You've got the landscapers. Well, they can be moving, and that's helps. But then you got the people like the roofers. Brutal. You got people, whether they're putting shingles on a roof or they're putting tar on there, or you've got the people that are doing seal coating of the driveways. It's just no fun. There's no relief in sight. And I know that in the past that if I've had people that are working outside my house and it gets to be hot like this, I've tried to do my best with whether it's bringing out, you know, pitchers of water with just a bunch of ice in it. I said, you know, feel free to use the garden hose, whatever you guys want to do. I get it. It's just, make sure you take some time and get in the shade. Unfortunately, outside of my house, there's a couple areas where there's some good shade, but it can be brutal out there, Doug.
Well, it's messing with my internet, the heat. So that's not good either.
No, it's not. But let's go to the phones. Bob's on a cell phone. Bob, welcome to 97 on the ticket. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Downstairs, obviously, the basement is, going to be much cooler. But one thing that, you know, I realized because I'm a little slow, so it took me a long time to realize it. Like, we've got some empty bedrooms in our house now. And if you turn the vents off to those rooms and you shut the doors to those rooms, so your house will get a lot cooler because air conditioning won't have to work nearly as hard to cool the house. And also changing the filter in your furnace, before the summer or right now, will help also. So those are just,
getting your ducts
with air conditioning, those are some ideas to help make it more efficient.
Getting your ducts clean, that will help as well. Issue with my house is that, like I said before, half has air conditioning, half does not. And I've got open spaces, so it's always working overtime, and it's something I'm going to have to change.
That is a problem. Yeah. Let me ask you about your guitars. Recently I tried to learn how to play guitar. I'm 60 years old, and I just, I gave up after like a month because I was having a very, very hard time making the chords because my fingers were a little too fat, and I wonder, did I give up too soon? You know, people that have just stuck with it and have been able to somehow or another, without getting tremendous carpal tunnel syndrome, been able to figure it out? Or is it once you're 60, don't even try?
Bob, you're not assuming I have fat fingers, are you?
I'm hoping you are, please, because this way you might be able to shed some light
I have some big fingers, and I will tell you that it's just, you just got to get used to it. I think stretching your fingers out beforehand, that's going to help. I've always had a problem with changing chords, going one chord to the next and doing it quickly. I've been working on it. I've gotten, actually, the last 2 years, I think I've gotten a lot better at it. I'm not a good guitar player by any stretch. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably of 2. But I have fun playing them. And I know other friends of mine that are very good guitar players that have giant hands. And one of my friends has a giant hand, and he's all over the neck, so he knows. You just have to practice and get used to it. Don't give it up. Just have fun with it. Don't get stressed. You just play to have fun.
Right, and stretch your fingers, which I wasn't doing. So there's probably ways to stretch your fingers beforehand to lower the chances of getting carpal tunnel syndrome.
There you go.
All right, excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Gator, have you heard of these $90 air conditioners? These tiny little portable things that are supposedly are the new rage.
I have not.
Okay, I don't know much about them. I saw an internet post about them, and my wife had asked me about them because we're about to send a kid away to college, and college dorms are notoriously hot places without air conditioning. And I remember fans were a huge commodity on campuses, and some places are now air conditioned. But she had said, "Hey, have you heard of these things?" And I know nothing about them. Maybe somebody can help us because I've heard that they're incredible.
Well, I just Googled portable air conditioners, and there's a bunch that come up, and varying prices anywhere from $50 all the way up to, almost $450. But so you said $99, and I've seen a couple here in that range. I don't know how well they work or not, but I would imagine that these are probably the next thing that's going to sell out at your big box department store, not your big box home improvement stores.
Yeah, they were like cubes, and I don't I I don't know much about him. I'm just starting to research it. But with the heat the way it is, maybe somebody out there knows what we're talking about. But Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls.
Rob is in Chesterfield. Hey, Rob, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey.
Hey, I wanted to just take a minute to dispel the myth of closing off your rooms and your doors with your air conditioning. It doesn't work like that, guys.
Okay.
The principles of heat transfer, and I'm going to be a little bit of a nerd here, says that temperatures move from hot to cold, regardless of which way they're moving. They move out of your house in the wintertime, and warmth moves into your house in the summertime. Your heating and cooling system is designed to pull air from those rooms that are getting hot because you've closed those vents off and everything else. So theoretically, your air conditioning unit is going to work harder in those types of instances.
Well, that's a bummer.
I'm not sure I understand why.
It's basically science. Laws of thermodynamics say hot moves to cold regardless of where the hot and the cold is. So if you have a cold room next to one that you've blocked off, that heat that's in the room that you've blocked off is actually going to move faster into the room that's cold next to it.
Okay, how does that work with heat rises? Why does my basement stay cold?
Heat does not rise. Heat moves from hot to cold. It's another myth. Heat does not rise. It moves.
Well, then why? Said, then why is it that the basement's always like 10 degrees cooler than it is on the main floor?
Because your basement is essentially underground, so it gets less temperature transfer from outside when the temperature is 90 degrees, because essentially underground 4 feet, it's always constant 55. And your ducts are leaky, so you spill a lot of that air that you're moving throughout the system into the basement, and it essentially stays there, because it is cold.
Robert, are you a heating and cooling guy?
I am an energy efficiency expert, and I know a lot about how these kinds of things work. I design heating and cooling systems. I test them. I do all of this stuff. So, yes, you could say I'm a heating and cooling guy, but I tell you it's a little bit more than that.
Okay. It sounds like it. Okay. Right.
Yeah, you sound very
very knowledgeable.
Very qualified.
Yes. Perhaps too qualified.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. That's the truth in the whole matter there. And duct cleaning, guys, it doesn't help anything with that stuff.
Unless you've got
stuff that's blocking your ducts, it's not going to help your heating and cooling system work more efficiently.
Can I ask Rob one question, Rob?
Yeah.
So what if let's say you're correct in everything you just told us. What if I shut the vents in the basement, though? Not in any rooms upstairs or anything like that. What if I just shut the basement vents? Is that a problem?
No, that's not a problem. You could potentially push a little bit more air to those rooms not using or that you are using that are feeling a little bit warmer. But, that's little stuff. Like I said, your ducts are super leaky in the first place, so you're still going to get air down there.
You don't know
there.
My ducts. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Rob.
Yeah, I do a lot of new construction. I've seen a lot of old construction stuff. I actually certify Energy Star houses. So these are all things that, whether you think I'm right or wrong or not, it's
Rob, you sound like you're the guy to call.
No, you've come in here and slammed the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the honest and brutal truth behind it. There's a lot of myths out there, and
I feel like I need to talk to you on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm fun to talk to when you get me talking about this stuff.
Well, thanks, Rob. We appreciate your input.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great day.
All right, stay cool, my friend.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just get used to the heat.
Or high bills because you've got the air conditioning running. Scott's in Troy. Scott, welcome. 97.1 The Ticket.
Hi, guys. I don't know. I'm not sure what the heck Rob's talking about in the thermodynamics and all that kind of stuff. But why? I mean, that's why they put dampers in your ductwork so that you can move the airflow to the places that need it and shut it and reduce it from the places that do not. You know, and he, I also am in construction, but that's how HVAC works.
Oh, boy.
Gator.
Here you go.
Have we stumbled on a war?
It's time!
We got, wait. What is your credentials? You say you're in construction?
I am in construction, yes. I own a remodeling company, and so I don't do as much new house builds, but we do all kinds of remods, and I work with HVAC all the time. And the reason that there's dampers and there's ductwork down in your basement, usually in around your furnace, where there's little levers on there that you can open and close your ductwork. Okay, now I'm not talking about the actual vents either. I'm talking about actual ductwork, where you can direct it to where you want the heat or where you want the cold, if you have central air or central heating. And I'm sorry, but if you shut down, you know, if you can shut down different bedrooms and things like that, the places where you don't want it to be as cold or as hot. That's the whole purpose of it.
Okay,
but Gator? I think his point was that if you do that, do you make the mechanism work harder to compensate for the fact that you're not sending it to that room?
I don't think so. I don't think that that's the case. I mean, you want your air conditioner and your furnace sized properly, right? And people think that, oh, if I get a huge air conditioner, that it's going to be better. That's not true.
No, you might need two smaller ones to make so you get, yeah.
Exactly. So there is an efficiency thing there. But the fact that, you know, that's why you have dampers on the ductwork. Because you can open and close and direct the heat or the cold where you want it to go. Like, I have all the dampers shut now on my basement. My basement just stays cold. And then it forces more of the cold air upstairs, where it takes, you know, and I live in a colonial, so, and the upstairs is warmer.
Well, we appreciate your input as well, and we're getting a lot of different, and thanks for the call, Scott. Doug, let's
see. Hold on. Well, before you take the next call, Gator, Doug, Scott, who we believe so far? We got energy nerd guy, or we got construction guy? We haven't heard from HVAC guy yet,
no,
right?
No, we've got construction guy and thermodynamics guy.
Well,
right?
we had energy efficiency expert guy.
Yeah.
Triple
E. I mean,
energy efficient expert thermodynamics guy. Versus construction guy.
We got E-cubed.
Yep. And here's the deal. Just listening to them talk, right?
Yeah.
My dumb brain is totally aligned with construction guy. And thermodynamics guy sold me. Like, I feel like thermodynamics guy, if I'm trying to decide how to build my house or listen to...
Right, that's the guy you're going to
talk to. I'm going with thermodynamics guy, even though I agree with construction guy.
Right, I mean, because my thought was exactly what construction guy said, which was the very first call we had that said that, too, before energy efficiency expert guy said, no, that's not how it works, because it just seemed to make sense. Hey, if I don't want cold air in here, I close the vent. Right?
Yes.
Like if you're sitting in the car and the air conditioning in the car is going and it's blasting,
you don't want to get blasted. Side, right? You move it or you shut it.
You shut the vent. Let's see if we can get some Scott on Scott crime here. Here's Scott and Macomb. Scott, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. What's going on?
Hey, guys. I had one of those little cube air conditioners kind of things. I like it. All it is basically like a glorified humidifier. So you pour water in it, and if you really wanted to, you could like really chill the water before you poured it in. But it does. I bought like the $100 version, but I think even the cheaper ones do the same thing. Like this one just has like a little light and like temperature thing or whatever. But it cools it probably like a good 8 degrees. I have central air where I'm at, but like I'm working with all the computers on and stuff. It's really hot in that room. So I put that in there, and it doesn't add like a ton of humidity, but it keeps it cooler, you know, especially like at, you know, in the evening. I'll like turn it on in my room and leave it with the room on, and it'll drop the temperature a good probably like 5 or more degrees at least.
Yeah, so, I just did some research on like the top portable air conditioners that came out, and there's one that says it has 3 cooling modes. Including one that cools, another that blasts, and another that dehumidifies, and one that pushes air around with a fan. So it's interesting because it can do different things. You want it to be a dehumidifier, it does that. If you want it to be an air conditioner, it does that. If you just want it to be a fan, it does that.
it seems like they're pretty cool. There's no like cooling unit or anything, but it does work with just the natural water and everything. And if you got to drop it some degrees, you know, in a place, or if you're in a room where you're all by your computers or whatever, it does help keep that cooler. So I, you know, for $100, you might want to go with the like slightly cheaper one that does basically the same thing.
Yeah, for like an office or a bedroom, it seems like it'd be pretty cool.
It is, especially in the evening. Yes. Like when it's just starting to get a little cooler, it drops it really fast then, you know.
Great. Well, thanks.
So, Scott, hold on. Before you let him go real quick, and we do appreciate the intel on the portable air conditioners. Do you roll with construction guy or thermodynamics guy?
I was coming in my house and missed it, and wanted to know because I was like, oh, man, I missed the good hubbub. So I don't know. I have to, like, replay it or rewind or something to hear.
Well, there's a way you can do that. You can go
I lean towards construction, but even though thermodynamics makes sense and I don't know anything about it.
Well, Scott, you may want to go back to a radio.com app because you can actually rewind that part. So if you get back to like the 10:15 mark or so.
Yeah, I will. All right, you guys have a good one. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Do we have Gator? You've got the phone bank in front of you. Do we have any more thermodynamics experts on
the line? Well, I can't. I would have to, you know, defer to Kang if we have, because I only have the names and where they're calling from.
Gotcha.
But I think we've got a good crew of people on hold. They're going to discuss this and help us guide us down the right path here.
We never know which direction this show is going to go.
Never know.
No. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines. Just a reminder, you can listen on the radio.com app, where you can rewind the show. You can rewind the whole station up to 24 hours, the radio.com app, so check it out.
It's just brilliant.
The ability to rewind?
Yes, the whole app is awesome.
Yep. So take the show anywhere with you with the radio.com app. 248-539-9797. Gator, we got a bunch of texts coming in here, and one of the guys is being called out quite a bit.
Uh-oh.
Construction guy versus thermodynamics guy when it comes to heating and cooling.
He's an energy efficiency expert.
Energy efficiency expert, sure, whatever you want to call him, versus construction guy.
Well, those were his words.
Yeah, but he listed more than just that.
Well, he did. No, I thought he was very well-credentialed. He came across as incredibly credible.
You know, it's like, it was like listening to a debate contest where you don't agree with one guy, but he's really good at arguing.
I feel like I'm in the middle of politics. Like, you got two people who feel very passionate about it. They both think they're right. And if you listen to one side, you're like, yeah. And then you turn to the other side, and the other side presents the other side, and you're like, yeah, where am I now?
Well, thermodynamics guy, basically his point was that the heat, no matter how you use your dampers in your house, heat travels to the cool areas. And that the basement is not cool because heat rises. It's cool because 5 feet underground, everything's 55 degrees. And here's what people are calling them out.
Like, is this the principles of diffusion, Doug?
I don't know. But if you use that term, it sounds credible as hell.
Thank you.
Mark from Dearborn Heights writes in, if hot air doesn't rise, then how do hot air balloons work? Next one. Thermodynamics guy's an idiot. Science 101, hot air rises. So, I don't know, man.
Well,
I don't know.
He is right about this. Underground is cooler. There's no question about that. So even if you don't have air conditioning, your basement's going to be cooler because it is underground.
Mm-hmm.
Can't debate that.
But basically, he said hot air rises is a myth.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that. Even as credible as he sounds, I have a hard time believing that.
248-539-9797.
Richard's in St. Clair Shores. Richard, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, the thermodynamics guy is mostly right. The guy that's doing the construction that says close off zones for certain areas, that is like totally wrong. You have a balanced system with return air and supply air. If you block off certain areas, it's like trying to fill a balloon that's already full. You have to have a return flow back to the furnace to be able to draw the air through that room. And that's all I really got to say. I mean, these guys that do home improvement, it's not cool enough there. We'll just pump some more air in there. Well, yeah, but if the balloon's already full, you can't put any more air in it. There's a return back to the furnace. That's why there's filters in your furnace that suck the return air in and blow it back evenly distributed through the house. And that's it.
So you're with thermodynamics energy efficient expert guy.
No, he is he is correct about most stuff. I don't know about hot air rises. I do know hot goes to cold areas. So that might be within a contained space that he's talking about, not out in, normal living. But, heat does rise. There are no two ways about it. But heat does also go to cool. That's how you solder pipes. Where the heat is, that's where the solder goes to. There's a bunch of different things at play there. But to have a system in your house work properly, it has to be balanced. And, yeah, there are dampers in there, but those dampers are for balancing. They're not for shutting this room off and adding more air to that room. I mean, it's supposed to be a balanced system. The amount of CFM going into each separate room, and then a return coming out of each separate room. And that's all there is to it. It's like a complete flow of circle.
There you go, Gator.
Yeah, it's clean flow circle. I so naturally we do what we do on the show, and when things you Google it, right?
Right.
And so when I Googled, does heat actually rise? There's some website called physics.stackexchange.com. Mm-hmm. And an answer to the question says heat does not rise or sink because it isn't actually a substance. It's energy being transferred. It's hot air which rises. The reason for this is that hotter air is more dilute than colder air, or equivalently, colder air is denser than hotter air. The temperature of the air only plays a secondary role in determining which layer will be higher. The real decisive parameter is density.
Okay.
So that should clear things up, right? Science.
Oh, now I got it.
Physics.
Yeah.
Is DeChambeau still in town?
DeChambeau is not still in town.
Damn it.
You think he'd be able to help with this?
He's a physics whiz, so
yeah.
Maybe. Let's get some more answers. Andy's in Oxford. Andy, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Andy.
Well, you just took my thunder because I read the exact same thing and about hot heat is not a substance, like you just said. So heat doesn't go up and down. It is the hot air that rises, and cold air is definitely denser. That's why your basement's cooler. It's pretty simple.
But it
does. Philosophy in effect.
So this is it comes down to a semantic argument then, isn't it? If we're saying heat doesn't rise, but hot air does. Well, we're referring to the hot air, aren't we?
Well, hot air has heat in it, right? So yeah. If there's heat in the air, it's going to rise. If it's cool air, which would mean there's more moisture, it's going to be heavier. It goes to the basement or goes to the lowest
It'll spot. Stay lower, right.
Yeah, and the thing about your diffusers and all that, hey, I'm just a regular Google guy like you are. And when I shut vents off in my house, my other rooms do get cooler. Now, I'm just a Google guy. I am not a professional, but
hey,
I do know how to Google.
Listen, I like your logic there, Andy. I mean, when it's life experience for you. I don't know what does what, but I know this. If I were shut that vent, this room gets colder.
You know what? All those guys with those PhDs are great and all that, but it just comes down to logic. The other thing I want to say is great show during COVID, guys. I mean, you guys are talking about stuff that people can actually comment on, and since there's no sports, but to DFN, it's been a great experience during COVID with all you guys.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Mean, we kind of want the games back.
Yeah. we really want sports back.
We're piecing it together.
This is kind of our summer show anyway.
Yeah, our summers can slow down.
Yeah.
Typically, I mean, I was thinking about this right now. Wouldn't we be talking about the training camp being weeks away?
We'd be talking about training camp. We'd be talking about the trade deadline coming up at the end of the month and the All-Star break coming up in a couple weeks. Yeah,
yeah, you're exactly right. That would be, and those things only go so far.
Right. like I cannot believe that the Crone and Scope have not been traded yet.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe it. What is Al Avila doing?
Yeah.
Why is he sitting on his ass doing nothing during this time? Well, that's right. The season hasn't started.
Yeah. And is
why is Jared giving all his tells that they're not tradable? No one wants them.
Right. Why are you doing it now? Why are you telling us that there's just nothing? There's no market. Why are you telling us
why?
Because there's literally no market right now. Because they
we'd be. Is Jared Davis going to show to camp? Like these are
right.
These are the topics.
Is Jelani Tavai? Did he get hurt in a fireworks accident?
God.
I mean,
thankfully it doesn't look like it's serious. Huh? Yeah.
Well, hopefully not.
248-539-9797.
I love when Scott's calling. Here's our third Scott already. Scott's in Trenton. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Scott.
Hey, this is Scott from Trenton. Yeah. everybody's throwing out little tidbits and not quite explaining apples and oranges. So you guys started out talking about, if you close off a room, does it help you save energy, right? So if you're going to close off a room, yeah, you close the vent that's blowing the air in. You also, if you have a cold air return in that room, you want to block that off so you're not sucking the hot air that builds up in that room back into your furnace system. So now you got this closed off room of air.
Like a tomb.
It's not going anywhere. It's heating up, but it's acting like an insulation between the outside heat and the inside. Now, the main thing is, where's your thermostat, right? Your thermostat's what's telling the air conditioner to turn on and off. So if you got a thermostat in the middle of your room, your middle of your hallway, and you shut all the doors all the way around it, and you got some cold air coming in, there's usually not a vent in the hallway, but it's got to be coming in from some of the rooms. Basically, again, you're closing off these blocks of rooms that just act like additional insulation. Now, like what the thermodynamics guy said, you don't really have insulation in your inside wall. So if you got a hot room inside, you know, the door is going to feel hot. That wall is going to kind of feel hot. So you will be seeping some heat back into your air-conditioned hallway and whatnot. But that's, you know, inefficiency, but it's not wasting energy. It's basically when your two rooms that you do want to cool get cold enough, the thermostat shuts off the AC. Now you're saving total electricity because you're not running anything. Then, and when it takes longer for those rooms to heat back up and switch it back on, you've saved all the energy you've had while that air conditioner was turned off.
My takeaway from this call, Gator, is when you close the vents in a room, close the return air duct as well.
Yep.
That's my biggest takeaway from this call.
Well,
and again,
thank you, Scott. Isn't it the same thing? The vents and the return air duct? Is it not the same thing?
No, it's not. There's another one that you probably don't even notice.
It's the one up on the wall.
Yeah.
Generally.
But you usually, listen, I'm confused, guys. I don't think that really helped me personally. So would we open the doors and close the doors? We open the vents and close the vents? Which one?
We've been told since I was a child, since I was a wee, to a grasshopper, I was told to save energy, you shut doors. I think that still makes sense.
That restrict the airflow, making it the air conditioner work harder?
Well, I mean, I don't...
I guess I can't really,
because in my house, the doors that I can shut are part of the house that doesn't have air conditioning. So, I mean, I think it makes sense in my house, but I can't speak for your homes.
It would probably help someone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.